broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kirk Crosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for August 17th in the year of our Lord, 2016. This is our one of two, and our goal, always, to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio in the traditions of our founding fathers. It's incredibly simple. We use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America as our guide. We're also convinced the checks and balances put in place by our founders are absolutely brilliant. And that's why we don't need a revolution, but a restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. Welcome to the broadcast, ladies and gentlemen. A quick recap of yesterday's show, available on demand on your Roku player. Look for the Liberty News Radio channel and or LibertyRoundtable.com. That's, of course, for Liberty Roundtable. Or LibertyNewsRadio.com for an incredible lineup of talk show hosts available now 24/7 for your listening enjoyment. LibertyNewsDaily.com, one of the best premier news services on the internet today. The recap starts now. We talked about a woman fighting a fine. She's down there in Texas. She was trying to sell tamales to make a living without a permit. CBS 11 had the details, and what a disgrace in America, ladies and gentlemen. Hillary can run around and break the law everywhere she goes. Criminal activity everywhere by top dog Republicans and Democrats, no accountability. Illegals running around the country everywhere, they're fine. But you want to make tamales? No way. What a tragedy. We also talked about a gentleman named Bill Shine. You might not know him. He's a behind-the-scenes guy. He's an executive who's now stepping forward to take a starring role at Fox News. I submit to you that Fox News is melting down. Bill has been a cover-up man for Roger. But don't worry, Sean Hannity loves him. All right, I don't know what to think about all that, but there you go. Biden speculates on Donald Trump, says, quote, he would have loved Stalin. USA Today. I don't know why at USA Today their main headline would be allowing the Vice President of the United States to speculate on Trump. Would that be a conspiracy theory on Trump? Just wondering, Joe. By the way, Joe's a creeper. We'll talk about that as the broadcast unfolds. We also talked about a communist group members go to Milwaukee, Wisconsin to help with the, quote, revolution of Black Lives Matter and others. Again, what a shame in America today. Walker blames Clinton for inflaming situation in Milwaukee. Good for Scott Walker. He's right as rain on that one. Walker, quote, I wouldn't give Clinton the password to my cell phone. I appreciate that, Scott, but what about accountability? What about tossing her in the clink? Where's your Republican counterparts in the House? All it would take is 218 Republicans to call her in contempt of Congress. Oh, yeah, then they could subpoena. They could have a real grand jury. They could get the job done. But no, the Republicans lack intestinal fortitude on that one. That was our One of Liberty Roundtable Live, brought to you in part by thepowermall.com. Please do business with the good guys. That is thepowermall.com at 877-817-9829. Also brought to you by your scientifically backed free vigor test. How would you like to have more vigor, more energy in your life? How would you like to get rid of the frustration, the discouragement, the depression, the overwhelmed feeling, the tiredness, and replace it with a cheerful disposition, huh? All right, take the natural, free, scientifically backed vigor test today. Then with natural health and healing products, improve your score. Take the test again and just compare it to how you feel. It's all free to take the tests. Get a hold of Kurt to learn more. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com, or 801-669-2211, and ask him about his incredible raw honey delivered directly to your door while you're at it. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com, or 801-669-2211. Second hour, we had on our guest, Joel Skousen, commentary and insights on a troubled world, worldaffairsbrief.com. Incredible update on the news in your inbox every Friday. They even have an MP3 audio version coming out Friday afternoons now, by the way, if you want to listen to it in your vehicle or whatever while you're traveling. It's just phenomenal delivery of news. LibertyNewsDaily.com also has a lot of the stories discussed in short form available now in text and audio formats, libertynewsdaily.com. Hillary's purchased favor for a leading Swiss bank. Again, another scandal erupting around Hillary. But the mainstream press, the Republicans, virtually do nothing, say nothing about it. It's almost like monkey see, monkey do, huh? Wow. Hillary's health problems are everywhere, but they won't take her down, believes Joel Skousen. We also talked about leaks on Clinton's email misconduct continues with no effect. Trump's election problems seem to multiply. He just had a shakeup in his campaign that just happened. We'll tell you about that coming up as well. We also talked about Vladimir Putin comes to the rescue of Turkey's dictator. What's his name? Erdogan? Anyway, yeah. Russia helping out Erdogan. Why is the weird part? Very complicated international story with globalist implications, to say the least. Did Rudy Giuliani forget 9/11? We talked about that, too. It was a Liberty News Daily story. We also talked about lame duck Congress to pass TPP. Are they going to do that? I bet they will, ladies and gentlemen. Watch like a hawk. Stop them. Even the Republicans will sell you out in a New York second if you let them. We also talked about another Bundy defendant, John Ritzheimer, pleads guilty. You wonder if he's going to get off scot-free. The Bundys and the real people trying to make change in America will get the barbecue, while Ritzheimer and others just get a light touch on the hand and walk, huh? We also talked about an app maker from California that says Donald Trump will win the election. He doesn't do his work on polls. He does it on private conversations that are anonymous. People feel comfortable to share their true feelings. He's confident that Donald's going to win. Flies in the face of at least every manipulated mainstream press poll out there, huh? All right, we also talked about a prep tip from Joel Skousen's son, Andrew Skousen, working with a resistant spouse. Does your spouse think you're kind of nuts on this political stuff? On this preparedness stuff? Well, Andrew Skousen in the latest worldaffairsbrief.com gives an incredible breakdown. Don't just be too pushy. Don't just get all kinds of crazy ideas in your head that eventually become discredited because it will do you no good. Lead with love and patience and understanding and common sense. Great, great column, though. Preparedness tips by Andrew Skousen. They appear at worldaffairsbrief.com weekly. And then they even pop into Liberty News Daily from time to time. Check them both out. You'll learn more. That's a recap of the broadcast that took place yesterday that's still available on demand on your Roku player. Look for the Liberty News Radio channel or at libertyroundtable.com. That's a wrap. Without further ado, news that networks refuse to use today starts now. Kirk Crosby with me. He's eating free honey right now. Welcome to the broadcast, sir.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
I said free honey, but it's really raw honey, huh?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Because it's not even free for you, is it, Kurt?
No, I actually have to hunt it out from about 10 different beekeepers and find the best taste and stuff. And they, even though, you know, they treat me fairly good.
Wait a minute. It's supposed to be free trade, Kurt. What's going on around here?
Yeah, good point. They don't hand it off for free to me.
What's wrong with those people? Somebody ought to sue them. Don't they? Didn't they get the like the NAFTA and GATT memo?
Yeah, great point.
Yeah, have you ever heard about a series called Heartland, Kurt? It's like a movie series or whatever, TV series.
Yeah, I think I've heard of it from you. I don't think I've ever seen it.
All right. Well, anyway, it's a pretty neat.
It's probably
series.
Netflix or something like that.
You'd like the series. The thing is, the shows originate in Canada, Kurt.
Is it Netflix?
Well,
is that where you watch
there's some it? Of it on Netflix, and it's at different places. In other words, there's a bunch of different seasons, and they're not all at the same place.
Yeah, okay.
Anyway, the reason I'm telling you this, though, is because the latest season of Heartland already happened in Canada.
Of course.
And a lot of times you can't get it in the United States, and so I was talking to my wife, and she was saying, well, it's available on the Canadian iTunes.
Ooh.
And I said, well, cool, just go to iTunes.ca or whatever the heck it is and let's let it rip.
Mm-hmm.
She goes, you can't.
Oh.
We can't in America get Canadian iTunes. And I said, what the heck happened to NAFTA? I mean, come on. What's going on around here? Wasn't that the North American Free Trade Agreement? the idea that they can get Canadian TV up there and Canadian seasons of shows, and I can't get them. What's up with that?
So I see Heartland, season 6,
yeah,
7,
but you got to have the latest
one.
Series, Curtis, like
these
season
are
9.
DVDs, right?
Yeah, so I some guess. Of it's on DVD, some of it's on Netflix, some of it's on... anyway, there's a bunch of different ways that you can get it or whatever, and we had to order the DVDs from Canada last season.
Wow.
But the latest season, they're not available on DVD from Canada, you know? Not yet. Mm-hmm. And I'm just thinking, whatever happened to that free trade agreement? I mean, tell Barry and Hillary or somebody, do something. Maybe Donald would do something about it. Do you think, Kurt?
Yeah, of course.
He'd make a new deal that would probably make stuff available without a big old political fiasco, huh?
If you're at all like me, you have a tough time remembering appointments and events. But ladies and gentlemen, I have the answer. It's a premier service on the internet called Memo to Me. It's free. You ought to try it. Now I never miss the honey-do items from my wife or the important business meetings. They have strict privacy protection. That means they will release your email address to no one ever. You will not get spam because of Memo to Me. Unmatched dependability. Ladies and gentlemen, these folks have been around since 1998, and they are absolutely up online all the time to send you your reminders and appointments. They have rock-solid reliability. They have 5 redundant internet connections, diesel-powered generators backing up the system. I'm telling you, Memo to Me is the premier reminder service on the internet. It's free. You ought to give it a try. And, oh, by the way, if you're not available at your computer to get your email reminders, they can even send a reminder to your cell phone or pager. I use MemoToMe.com daily and highly recommend it to you. MemoToMe.com. Memo to Me.
Break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
We fought. We learned. We struggled.
We won.
Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare, the war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. Together. Together.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, back with you live. Sam and Kurt, News the Networks Refuse to Use, brought to you in part by GiveMeLibertyFund.com. When you win a win-win-win situation for patriots, please think GiveMeLibertyFund.com. By the way, they're a sponsor of LibertyNewsDaily.com, and they're just doing a great job. One of the key components to GiveMeLibertyFund.com is that you get transparency of where the money's spent. How do you like that for an organization, huh? And by the way, if you tell Kurt Crosby you're a Give Me Liberty Fund member, he'll give you a discount on raw honey delivered to your door. So check that out as well. All right, Donald Trump in shakeup, Kurt Crosby. They say hires Breitbart executive for the top campaign post, New York Times. They say Donald Trump is shaking up his presidential campaign staff for the second time in a couple of months. They say he's desperate to get his campaign righted again. Stephen Dannen, he's the executive chairman of Breitbart News LLC, will become the Republican campaign's chief executive. And Kellyanne Conway, a senior advisor and pollster for the Donald, will become the campaign manager. And don't worry, Paul Manafort will still retain his title. He's the campaign chairman, Kurt. What do you think of that?
So, let's see. So, the Paul Manafort guy is a...
He's still the chairman.
Of Breitbart.
No, of Donald's campaign.
Yeah, but he's... Breitbart's chairman as well, right?
Well, I don't know. We're just talking about Donald's campaign right now, Kurt.
Okay.
If you want to look up who's where at Breitbart, that's another story, and I don't have the details.
Yeah, it says, the Business Insider guys say, Donald Trump reshuffles campaign, names Breitbart chairman, acting CEO.
Yeah, that is the Dan guy.
Steve Bannon. Okay. And then it says, Breitbart News Chairman Steve Bannon and GOP strategist Kellyanne Conway are now running.
So here's what you got to understand then. The chairman of Breitbart is the executive of the Donald's campaign. So not Paul Manafort.
CEO.
Paul Manafort just is the chairman of Donald's campaign. But don't get mixed up. There's a chairman at Breitbart. And an executive, CEO, if you will, at Donald's campaign. That's the same guy. That's this Bannon dude.
Okay.
All right. And then Paul is the chairman of Donald's campaign. And I don't know where Paul, I don't think he's involved with Breitbart. But
okay.
Paul Manafort is the campaign chairman for the Donald. So it gets very confusing when the revolving door is alive and well. And what you got kind of is a new media revolving door with the Donald now, Kurt.
Hmm.
You know, real Breitbart's dead under strange circumstances. The Donald and the Breitbart revolving door kind of running around, kind of weird stuff. But they say both Miss Conway and Mr. Bannon, they are, I guess they say, whose news organization has been very favorable to Donald Trump, are close with Robert and Rebecca Mercer. Now, you know who those guys are?
No.
They're the father and daughter conservative donors that are putting together a pact to trash Hillary. And they've become allies of the Donald.
Yeah.
So you got all that now, Kurt?
Who's on first? What's on second? Et cetera, right?
Yeah. I don't really like in this story from the New York Times, though, whose news organization has been favorable to Mr. Trump since the end of the primaries.
I mean, bottom line, at least that's how the media works it. You know, I mean, we saw the head lady at CNN move right over to be the big shot at the DNC right during the last.
I know, but Kurt, it's Democratic okay when National. They do it, but just not when the good guys do it. I mean, you got that, right?
Yeah.
In fact, it's not even a story. You're just reaching for straws if it's on their side. If it's on our side, they're too busy telling you, whose news organization has been friendly to the Donald from the start. What about you, New York Times, that have been hostile to the Donald from the start? What about being fair and honest and true, like Liberty News Radio, like Liberty Roundtable Live? We're not really running around best friends with the Donald. I know you guys pretend we're racists and we're his best friends and get daily briefings from him daily, but it isn't true. We're neither best friends of Donald or haters of Donald, Kurt. We're kind of in the middle. When we see Donald do something good, we give him credit. When we see Donald do something bad, we go, shame on you, Donald. When we see it being principled and right, we're like, good news. When we see it being wrong and lacking of principle and morality and everything else, we're like, bad, nah, shame on you. And we just call it that way every time, Kurt.
Yeah. Well, here's the Huffington Post headline about that thing. And of course, they're not biased, but listen to the way they put it. Donald Trump attempts to salvage his campaign with leadership shakeup. Now, I mean, salvage, at least in my opinion, is a word you use for like, hey, something that's like trashed. It's like, you know, there's hardly any value to it. But
A,
you know,
from the salvage yard, you got a door to put on your car that was wrecked, and the door doesn't even match, but at least you have a door.
Yeah.
Kind of an idea, right? Just,
and yet, I saw, I mean, I'm pretty sure I saw, like, one of the latest polls said what, you know, somebody says Hillary's up by 1 point, you know, I mean, I guess that's what you call.
Yeah, and then you ask about the margin of error, Kurt. It's like 3 points on the 1 point somebody's up scenario.
Yeah.
And then they pitch it like she's just trouncing the Donald in the polls. Is that the word, trouncing? Trouncing?
Yeah.
Isn't that the word?
Something like that.
You know, I can look trounced. It up. Trounced, yeah. But it's the way they report it, though. And he not only, I mean, he doesn't salvage it, Kurt. I mean, that's bad enough, but he attempts to salvage it. Well, all they got to do is add the words long shot in there. The Donald takes long shot and attempts to salvage his failing campaign from the, you know, eat ashes or the ashes of history.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, I'm just like, wow, these people are just over the top. Anyway, the point is, though, Stephen Bannon, the executive chairman a Breitbart News, will now be the executive on the Donald's campaign. Kellyanne Conway will be the campaign manager, Kurt.
Wonder how long this will be like that.
I don't know. Until the next shakeup, I'm sure. But I'll tell you this, though. Your favorite model, Kurt. I don't know. What does that do to her?
My favorite model?
Yeah.
Okay.
You don't know who your favorite model is, Kurt? It's Hope Hicks. Come on.
Hope Hicks.
You love Hope Hicks.
Is that like chief in charge of hiccups?
No, Hope Hicks is the lady that's been running around that's a model that's like 26 years or 7 years old, and she's been kind of the main contact for us on the Donald campaign, and, you know, she's the one that said that we were racist and everything, and then we tried to contact her, and she's just been like MIA, missing in action, and... Uh-huh. Anyway, I called her the other day to let her know that she did really well in her article. They wrote an article about her in, what's that thing called, Marie something? What's that magazine?
Marie.
I'd have to look it up. Marie something. Anyways, the bottom line is, what does all this do to the hope, Kurt, for Hope Hicks? I mean, they don't even mention her. But she's like the Trump media liaison. Is that how you say that word, Kurt?
Yeah.
All right, that's what hope is.
Yeah.
I mean, hope's the best, Kurt.
You know,
the best at not getting back to us.
Yeah. Good point.
But she could call me back if she wants the Trump to get a chance to meet Sam Bushman and the governor in Utah. Talk about star-studded opportunities for the Donald, Kurt.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I mean, I'd even let him try some raw honey if he came nicely. I'd give Hope Hicks some raw honey. Maybe Hope needs to take the vigor test, Kurt. Maybe that's the problem. She just doesn't have any energy. All right, quick pause. Sam and Kurt, news the networks refuse to use on your radio.
Exposing corruption. Informing citizens. Pursuing liberty. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
With news this hour from LibertyNewsDaily.com, I'm William Grigg. The case of Pinedale, Wyoming Municipal Judge Ruth Neely will be heard by the state Supreme Court on August 17th. Neely, who is also a circuit court magistrate, faces removal from her position because of her negative views of so-called same-sex marriage, which were expressed in a newspaper interview in December 2014, several months prior to the U.S. Supreme Court's ruling that redefined marriage for the purposes of public policy. By demanding Neely's removal, the State Judicial Commission, quote, leaves no doubt that if it has its way, no judge who holds Judge Neely's religious beliefs about marriage can remain on the bench once the public learns those beliefs, warned one of her attorneys in a brief filed with the state Supreme Court. Wyoming state law specifies that magistrates, like every licensed or ordained minister of the gospel, bishop, priest, or rabbi, may perform the ceremony of marriage in this state. Presiding at a wedding is a discretionary function, not a statutory duty. If the statute is read as compelling a judge to perform a same-sex ceremony, the law could require religious leaders to do so as well. In December 2014, the U.S. District Court in Wyoming prohibited state officials from enforcing or applying the state's marriage statute, which did not recognize so-called same-sex marriages. On the advice of her superiors in the state judiciary, Neely had refrained from public comment on the issue pending official guidance. An activist named Deb Donovan, posing as a reporter, baited Neely into expressing her personal views regarding marriage, which then provided grist for a campaign to expel her from her position. For the news the networks refuse to use, turn to LibertyNewsDaily.com. For LibertyNewsDaily.com, I'm William Grigg.
Many of you have heard me talk about my Vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is all this Vigor stuff about? Well, Vigor is defined as zest for life, your strength in body and mind, your energy levels. It's kind of all wrapped into a term called Vigor. Would you like to improve your Vigor score? Well, you got to first take the free test. Get a hold of Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com or call Kurt Cosby at 801-669-2211. I took the test, got a 13 out of 32. Horrible, huh? But I worked on it with Kurt with some natural help and healing, and before you know it, now I've got an astounding 29 out of 32 on the Vigor score. Can you tell by the way I talk? Oh, yes, my zest for life has never been better. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby. That's 801-669-2211. And take your free Vigor test today, and you can learn where you stand. And then you can work on improving it and take the test again. And, oh, compare the results. You will be delighted. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby. Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com or 801-669-2211 for your free Vigor score test today.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, back with you live. Hey, Kurt, did you look up Hope Hicks? What's up with her?
Is she...
No, I didn't look up Hope Hicks, but you want to know what she's doing?
Well, yeah, I mean, is she still going to be the media liaison over there?
You know, I don't know, but I will try to look her up.
I'll look her up and stuff like that. But anyway, Hope is the lady that, you know, when Donald Jr. disavowed me, calling me a racist. Now, Hillary disavowed that other guy that was the shooter's father or whatever. And so, you know, two of us have been disavowed.
Yeah.
But
there you go. What I was looking at is a story that's a political story. Politico with an O there, about pretty interesting that I just sent it to you, but the headline reads, Trump assembles A-team with regard to the ag policy. And so, you know, this to me would be some pretty big news, I think, but, you know, when I first put Donald Trump in, it didn't show up. I had seen it yesterday digging around, you know, and apparently what he did was he put the governors from a number of states. You got Sam Brownback, Terry Branstad, and several top farm state lawmakers on his, what he calls the Agricultural Advisory Group. And then this also includes a bunch of heavy-hitting, well, you know, like ranchers and, you know, stuff like that. For example, you got this one guy, Charles Herbster. He's a Nebraska cattle rancher who's serving as the council's chair. Then you got Bruce Rastetter, a wealthy agribusiness leader in Iowa. Also lists most of the Republican farm policy establishment. That includes Pat Roberts of Kansas, Chairman of the Senate Agriculture Committee, Mike Conaway of Texas, Chairman of the House Agriculture Committee, Virginia Representative Bob Goodlatte. Anyway, the bottom line is a bunch of guys working with them on the whole agriculture thing, which in my opinion is a pretty important sector of the economy. And if you, you know, actually check with guys that have something to do with it, you know, maybe that would be a good way to learn how to do that from a New Yorker's point of view. You know what I mean, Sam?
Yeah, good point.
I guess one of the guys is the official, let's see, they say he's the Texas's official cowboy poet. Guy's name is Red Steagle. Then you got Sid Miller, the Texas Agriculture Commissioner, who made national headlines, get this part, for trying to bring deep fryers and sugary drinks back to schools. You know,
hey, that's different than making ketchup and you know, that kind of stuff.
What I mean,
salsa,
is he was
vegetables and fruits, Kurt.
Well, yeah, I mean, this guy was actually going to make it so that kids could eat what they wanted, probably, you know.
I don't know what's wrong with him.
Yeah.
Now, we don't want kids eating bad, ladies and gentlemen. We just don't want government to be the decider. That's all.
Yeah.
Now,
yeah.
So I got this update on Hope Hicks, Kurt. It turns out there's an article that I was referring to, and I just didn't have it at my fingertips.
Yeah.
But it says, meet Hope Hicks, Donald Trump communications director. There was an interview that she did with MarieClaire.com over the weekend.
Oh, that's
Marie Claire is like a, I don't know, fashion magazine or whatever. Remember, she's a model. So anyway, they got the exclusive. I can't even get Hope to call me back, even though I'm saying, hey, Hope. We thought the interview you did was great over the weekend, and Donald's doing phenomenal, and let's not let them lie about the Donald any longer. And my open letter says, Donald Trump Jr., they've been lying about you and lying about me and lying about our interview, and Sam Bushman could host Donald Trump in Utah, and we could get the governor to sit down with the Donald and probably some pretty high-profile Utah leaders and change the game in Utah. But see, I can't even get Hope to call me back, Kurt. There's not a lot of hope there.
Hopeless.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm here to help, Kurt. And if Donald's concerned about his campaign, and, you know, you could say, well, Utah's just flyover country. Who cares? It's so small, it doesn't matter. There's only like 3 million people in the whole state. Yeah, but I think it's a bellwether for the West, for the Rocky Mountains, for the religious people of America, too. That's critical to note. Now, I guess ousted Fox News head Ailes is reportedly advising the Donald before the debates, Kurt.
Well, I saw that earlier, but now I saw another one that says Ailes is not going to advise Trump. I mean, I'm not sure what it is, you know. Ailes, Trump, let's see, what does it say? It's New York Times says he is advising, but I saw another one.
Yeah, it just depends on who you believe.
He wasn't.
You know.
Yeah. Huh.
All right, now, just so you know, while all this is going on, Kurt, the Donald is slated to receive his first classified intelligence briefing today in New York City. Now, I said yesterday that he's already been briefing them. I stand corrected, Kurt. Looks like the first one's today. I thought he had already received one or two briefings, but I was wrong. Okay. I guess the first one happens today in New York City. So you got the campaign shakeup. You got a lot more insiders in control of the Donald. Hope seems to be nowhere. And the Donald's going to get his updated briefing today. By the way, just an FYI on this, Kurt. Since 1952, major party presidential candidates and their running mates have typically received what they call classified briefings upon clinching their respective party's nominations.
Well, here's a little bit more detail real quick on the Trump Ailes thing, Sam. New York Daily News has this headline. They say, Donald Trump campaign hires disgraced ex-Fox News boss Roger Ailes as advisor. Then you read down in the story and your pal Hope Hicks pops up. It says, in a statement, the Trump campaign denied that Ailes had been given any formal or informal role. And then they quote Hope Hicks says he is not advising Mr. Trump or helping with debate prep, That's from the spokeswoman, Hope Hicks. Then she went on to say, they are longtime friends, but he has no formal or informal role in the campaign.
So. Well, it's kind of like getting information from what's that other guy, that guy that's been around political circles forever. What's his name?
Roger Stone.
Yeah, it's kind of like Stone. You know, he's out, but he's in, and he's not part of the campaign, but he is, and he's not being paid. He got let go, and they got a difference of opinion, but Stone wants to always help Trump. It's kind of like that, Kurt.
Yeah.
See, Trump's a pretty good politician, you got to admit. You never know whether he's coming or going. You never know which side of the road the guy stands on. You never know, you know, on one hand, Hope Hicks just released in this Marie Claire article that Donald's willing to talk about anybody. He's willing to talk to anybody. He's willing to answer anything. Then how come he's not willing to talk to Sam Bushman?
Do you remember, real quick, how much money Ailes got for leaving? Now, this is a guy, for example.
Million, I don't know.
So, you know, he did all this evil stuff with all these ladies or whatever at Fox. And so then, of course, you got to give him, according to the New York Daily News, $40 million severance package. I mean...
How much?
I guess $40
million. Oh, I was thinking it was $27 million. Okay. $40
anyway,
million.
I mean, it makes perfect sense. If you're going to be a criminal and do all this kind of stuff, then you give him $40
million. Well, and that's why you don't need money to advise the Donald.
Yeah. I guess.
You know, you just got these fat rich cats running around together acting like they're outsiders, Kurt.
Yeah.
And the more people that surround the Donald, I know a lot of people would say this shakeup's great. Now Donald's got the A-team and everything else. I just see Donald surrounding himself with more and more and more insiders, Kurt, if you ask me.
When it comes to that whole, agriculture thing, it seemed like it would be smart, at least for a New Yorker who... You know, typically, I think he knows how to do buildings and, stuff like that. But when it comes to knowing what to do about farm policy, et cetera.
He could get a hold of Kurt Crosby.
I hope one of these guys will just tell him, well, you need to do what the former Secretary of Agriculture planned to do, Ezra Taft Benson, and that is shut down the Agriculture Department. Right, Sam?
Well, that'd be a good plan. But Donald's got a different mode. While his campaign's shaken up, while he's about to get a top security briefing, while the debate rages on if he's really getting advised by the disgraced Roger Ailes or not, time will tell on all that. But Trump is slated to receive the first classified intelligence briefing. While that's all happening, Kurt.
Yeah.
Trump says, quote, Hillary is a bigot who panders. And she talks down to communities of color. That's who she is. Details, Liberty Roundtable Live in seconds.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Hello, everyone. James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
With news the networks refuse to use. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, so this A-team on agriculture that Trump just built is being criticized big time by the Clintonites, if you will. They're basically saying, hey, for a guy that doesn't like politicians, he's sure tied in with some heavy-hitting lawmakers and stuff like that. So see if the Donald doesn't have anybody that criticizes him and say he doesn't even have an A-team. He doesn't know what's going on. He's just fumbling around like an idiot. And then if he gets an A-team together, they're like, well, the guy's an idiot. What's he doing? Why would he even have these? It's just amazing. So Donald says, you know what? Hillary is a bigot who panders and talks down to communities of color, Kurt. That's the Donald's response to all that. And I think this A-team is worth focusing on. I'm concerned that it's just full of insiders. But in Donald's defense, Kurt, he's got to put together an A-team to some degree and some insiders, or else they'll just say you're not a politician, you don't even know what you're doing. Now, I guess this A-team on agriculture is six times bigger than Romney's was, Kurt.
Yeah.
Bigger than Mitt's by a long shot. And it's full of all kinds of experts who are Republican lawmakers and people who know how the system works and everything else. It's been said that the reason that the blue-collar billionaire is so good at what he does, Kurt, is he finds people who knows what they're doing. He can run around and talk and have fun and do whatever he wants to, but as long as he gets the right how people in there, then it happens. And you know what? That's what he's starting to assemble, like it or not, criticize him or not, concerned about it or not. That's what's starting to happen, Kurt.
That's a good point, Sam. Yeah.
Every time they think that the Trumpster's melting down, they first tried to go, he can't raise any money, and then now they're going, holy crap, he raised so much money we don't even know what to do. And then they're like, hey, he doesn't have a team together. He's just like an outsider, just a wait a minute, he just hired everybody in news and the media and to run his campaign. Now he's got an A-team agriculture, six times bigger than Romney. And now what do they say? Now
well,
what's
they didn't
next?
They didn't really cover this A-team thing
no, of course
that
not.
I could see.
Well,
I mean,
they said was, why is he surrounding himself with insiders? He hates politicians is what they said.
Yeah.
And nothing else.
I mean, the only coverage, but, you know, that's true. Good point.
But what do you think? You know what? Hillary's a bigot, Kurt. She panders and she talks down to communities of color.
Yeah.
See, Donald is very good at his one-line zingers. That he is very good at. You got to give him credit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now, there's some cool news I got to get to that's not Trump-related, Kurt.
Well, yeah. You know, for example, there's one more thing before you get there. At least, remember how Milwaukee was pretty much, you know, big time news the last few days.
Yeah, now they're criticizing Trump about this. I got this saved for next hour so James Edwards can join this conversation. But give him a teaser on it, Kurt. It's a great article.
Well, I mean, you know, the whole place was, you know, shutting down. I mean, they're burning things up and everything.
Yes, they were.
And our buddy, Sheriff David A. Clark, who, you know, you gave an award to and everything, and I mean,
well, you
he's
did
a little
too.
Taller
we
than
all
you.
Did.
Yeah, and he's got great boots and stuff like that. But anyway, he said, you know, the whole problem is you know, the meltdown of our society and stuff like that. But they didn't really want to cover that.
He's right as rain on that. But anyway, we're going to talk about that next hour.
Trump cruised into there.
There's that story, Kurt.
Yeah.
And then the headline, though, the mainstream press gives a headline that just puts this to shame, the way they write about it. Give the details, Kurt, then I'll give the headline.
Well, I mean, I've just, you know, I mean, this is from CBS 58, which is, you know, I guess a local deal there in Milwaukee, WDJT, and it says Donald Trump holds town hall in downtown Milwaukee. And, you know, I mean, based on everything I knew, all of downtown Milwaukee was just on fire. But I'm seeing a picture here with a whole bunch of people standing in line waiting to go to a Trump event at what they call the Pabst Theater in downtown Milwaukee. Very calm environment outside of the theater. Security on hand, Milwaukee police officers directing traffic. Yeah. One lady, it was her 16th Trump event and her daughter's 7th event.
She must be white, though, know, huh, Kurt?
Well, I guess she must be.
Because the only people they're really showing at the Trump rallies now are white people, Kurt. The headline from the mainstream press that I just saw relating to this says this. Trump rallies white crowd in Wisconsin for the cops.
Yeah, see? As far as I know, Sheriff David A. Clark, we know he's
that's a black the most important white dude that you know,
spoke,
Kurt.
And he spoke at the Republican National Convention, even though he's a Democrat.
Uncle
and
Tom's
as far
Democrat
as I know, he was meeting, I guess he and Scott Walker met with Trump in kind of like a private get-together. But, you know,
I
mean, all about the whole thing.
Anyway, we'll get into that with James Edwards more because it's got all kinds of unique tidbits I want James to be able to weigh in on for that. By the way, James Edwards, our guest, coming up next hour. But, Kurt, let me ask you a question. Do you know who Lieutenant Victor Gearhart is?
Victor Gearhart. I saw that name somewhere.
He's a 33-year veteran at the Baltimore Police Department over there.
Okay.
And what he did was he called Black Lives protesters thugs.
Is he a black guy himself?
Don't know. Don't
if
care.
He is, you know, he's got kind of a pass on.
No, he doesn't have a pass, my friend. No, sir. He
well,
must
I
be
know,
white
but
then.
What I mean is, at least if he's a black guy, he can sort of say it. Now
no,
they
he
won't
cannot.
Really, they
he
won't cover
fired.
Him. But you know, oh boy, that's what
suspended that after calling Black Lives protesters thugs. So it's probably a white guy, Kurt. Although the shooting that we just heard about, they were all off after the cops. Then it turned out that a black dude shot
a black
dude
guy's,
and kind of took the
sail
out of that wind.
Not too many people knew about that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they didn't want to put that as a headline. Black cop shoots black man, you know.
Yeah. Now, there's a guy.
Of work.
He's a representative. His name is Carlos Curbelo.
Okay, Carlos.
And he's a Republican in Florida, Kurt.
Uh-huh.
And he's claiming that Trump is intentionally trying to lose the election in an effort to elect Hillary Clinton. That's what he's thinking.
Yeah, well, we've heard that from, you know, from a lot of sources, haven't we?
Yeah, do you think it's true?
You know, no.
Doesn't seem like it's true to me. Every time we think that Donald's about to melt down and he's gone, something unique happens to you know, boost him in the polls. I mean, when you get an agricultural aid team that literally is 6 times bigger than Romney.
Yeah.
And when you have an app developer who does a bunch of research and researches well over 100,000 people conversation style that says Trump's going to win, don't believe in the mainstream polls. They're bogus. And then when the Donald says, hey, I'm not going to pivot, I'm going to take on the mainstream press like you've never seen. And then Donald puts a lot of Breitbart personnel or people on his staff. I just think the mainstream press doesn't know what to do with that. And I appreciate Donald doing something to get some more fair coverage.
In Breitbart, you know, they're certainly not, you know, Liberty News Radio, but they're definitely, like you say, they've been out of the, I mean, you wouldn't call them New York Times. You know what I mean?
Good point. Now, I got a good news piece to end on, though, Kurt.
Yeah.
You know who Taylor Swift is, right?
Some movie star, singer, lady or something. Yeah. Is that right?
She started out as a little girl in country, did a great job, and then she moved into kind of more modern pop stuff, and her latest album or whatever, 1989, has Shake It Off and all these popular songs on it and everything else, right?
Okay. All right.
Well, Taylor Swift is in the news. Mm-hmm. And the reason she's in the news, Kurt, is because she feels really bad about the people that are suffering down there in Louisiana with the floods.
Oh, yeah.
So Taylor Swift is donating $1 million to Louisiana flood relief after torrential rains caused massive flooding in the state, killed at least 11 people, and is causing havoc for people in their homes. And Louisiana residents graciously welcomed her when she kicked off
her own money.
Well, yeah, when she kicked off her 1989 tour. It was a world tour in Louisiana. She kicked it off there. She said the people were so gracious and so supportive of me when I was there that I'm going to put my own money in to help them now. And in addition to my $1 million, I'm going to use my influence to see how much money we can get other people to put in addition to my leading the example of $1 million, Kurt. And I got to tell you, that's phenomenal news. It's the private sector. Nobody's asking for government. They're just getting it done. And I hope that people listen to Taylor Swift's challenge. And I hope you get all kinds of actors and actresses. And Donald should jump on Taylor Swift's bandwagon and say, I'm putting in $1 million too. And hey, Roger Ailes, you got $1 million, my friend? I bet you do. You just got $40 million to be disgraced. So maybe $1 million could go to Louisiana. And you could probably get 100 good millionaires, Kurt, like Peter Thiel's. Yeah. The list just goes on and on. And you can just simply roll it and just say, you know what, Louisiana, we love you. We're going to help you. We care about you. Private sector, churches, charitable organizations, come on. Government, sit on the sidelines and watch how it's done.
And what about that? What's that one group that saved the people in New Orleans? You know,
Taylor, is only 26 years old.
Wow. Good work, Taylor Swift. And, you know, we could just get rid of that whole new thing in the federal government that they brought up to supposedly fix problems like this, huh, Sam?
Yeah, it's that one pastor that you talked about that was doing a lot for New Orleans, right?
No, I'm talking about the federal government guys.
Oh, the FEMA people?
Yeah, that's right.
I'll tell those people to sit down and go home.
Go home, man.
But I'm telling you, Taylor, though, leading by example, she put $1 million in and she just said, thank you, Louisiana. You were so kind to me. I want to give back. And I'm going to encourage others to do the same.
Yeah, great example.
Just phenomenal news. Joe Biden's a creeper. And Grandpa Joe's just whacked out. He made the moves on Hillary, Kurt. We'll tell you about it next hour. I mean, of all the people who make moves on Hillary, are you serious? LibertyRoundtable.com, this nation shall endure.